everyone. This is Kim Minert. I'm back after quite a long hiatus with Money and the Mattress, and I'm so glad to be back. Money and the Mattress, I am the least likely person on the planet to host a podcast about money. And y'all know why I say that, because I don't have a degree in it, but I know that since I was a little kid, we've been dealing with money, and money affects everything in our lives. So I bring on experts and we talk about how to make money, how to save money, how to invest money. So I'm very excited today to have our guest, Kim Boyke. Kim has had a few careers in her life, like most of us, and we want to hear how you got into the money-making business with the topic of franchise.
Yes, thank you, Kim, for having me. I was a teacher in the public school system here in Mesa in the 90s. I went back to Detroit, where I'm from, originally from, and taught near there, in a suburb near there, for 21 years, and then came back and taught in Gilbert. So a total of 27 years of teaching in the elementary school.
That's hard time. That's doing hard time right there.
In the trenches, right?
In the trenches.
Yes. No, it was great. Was in the classroom, and the last probably 15 years of my career, I was a reading specialist. So helping those kids that had a hard time with reading.
Wow, and that's amazing.
Came out here and finished up as a librarian in the Gilbert Public Schools. Still teaching, and then decided that it was time for me to go ahead and do something different.
Wow. So you got into the franchise business, and if I understand correctly, it's probably a lot like teaching, because you're teaching people how to get involved in the franchise business and actually coaching them through the process.
Correct. So the company name is the Entrepreneur Source. I am a franchisee of the Entrepreneur Source. So my husband and I actually went through the same process that I take my clients through. My husband was laid off. He was contacted by a coach. They were talking about just learning about franchising. He had owned his own business before, and we had thought about owning a business, and we didn't know anything about franchising. So he went ahead and started the process. I was interviewing at the time for corporate jobs.
Okay.
At the same time. Finding out that it wasn't a perfect fit for me and what I wanted. So what I wanted was a job, one that could be remote, so that I could travel back and forth to Michigan, thinking, you know, when my parents need my help, or, my oldest son still lives back there, and my sister and her family, if anybody, and my in-laws, if anybody needed help, I'm able to go back and help when needed. But also, if his job moved us again, I didn't want to have to quit what I was doing to start over.
Okay.
So being remote was important to me. Mm-hmm. And also being able to have the flexibility of traveling. So being remote, I can work anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I started, my husband started asking about the different franchises, and he was looking at three different ones. And one of them was the Entrepreneur Source. And he started asking the coach, you know, well, how do I get to do what you do? And that was one of the brands in our inventory. So within our inventory, we actually have over 20 different industries. And then within those industries, we have over 200 companies from people to choose from. Okay. So what we do is try to help people decide what's right for them. And the beginning stages, we're not even talking about franchising. What we really want to do is we want to help anybody that we talk with. We want to help you in whatever path you decide to take. And whatever path you decide to take, the first things you need to do is find out what your goals, needs, and expectations are. Specifically, you know, what kind of income are you looking for? What kind of wealth are you looking for? What about your lifestyle? Mm-hmm. You know, what about the equity that you're looking to build as well? So a lot of people will just start to go in and looking at things like, oh, or they'll think, you know, I always wanted to own a restaurant. And then talking about their lifestyle, they don't want to work evenings or weekends. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be kind of hard for a restaurant. So then we look back. It's like, all right, let's look at your goals and let's see what will bring you to reaching those goals. And it may not be franchising. That's just the avenue that I'm connected with in order to give you that education.
I see.
If through the process you're deciding and come to a point of clarity that, you know what, staying in industry, corporate, and staying in the same industry or a different industry, then we can go ahead and let you have a talks with some other affiliates of ours mm-hmm. that will help you look for a job. If you decide through this process that you want to start your own company and not even go with a franchise, then we have organizations that we can refer you to help you with that. So our goal is not to push people down that franchise path. That's just the path that I'm set up with to go further in the educational process. But we have other people to send you to if another path is what you need to reach those goals and expectations.
Wow. So this sounds like it's more than just opening a McDonald's or something. Like this
Correct.
Is like personal development.
Yes, absolutely. And through this process, you definitely are learning more about yourself.
Yeah.
Taking that time to have that deep dive. And then also learning about whatever path you decide to take as well.
Yeah. Now mm-hmm. a lot of people do this maybe early on after high school, they're trying to make those decisions. They take those assessments and then after mm-hmm. college is probably another time people do this, but you talk to people who have had careers and they maybe are looking at retirement, but they can't, they want some income during their retirement years.
Correct. We have a whole range of ages that we talk with. We talk with people that are just burnt out from career, you know, from the corporate world and mm-hmm. want to do something different. People that have been laid off and don't quite know where to go, what path to take. People that want to keep their corporate jobs and have a multiple stream of income.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then they'll look at something that's maybe semi-absentee. And then we have people that are looking at retirement and still want to have that purpose, but have the flexibility of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So they can start a franchise that's semi-absentee that will fill that need for them of the purpose, but with the flexibility.
Wow. So do you have an assessment that you use? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have two things that we start off with. One being the DISC assessment. Many people have not heard of the DISC assessment, but they have heard of the Myers-Briggs.
Right.
So it's very similar to the Myers-Briggs. So what that is it is a behavioral assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it can be a lengthy report, but what we do is we look at your behavioral characteristics. What are the characteristics that are showing up in the workplace compared to those characteristics that are showing up maybe when you're out with friends or at home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and do those differ? And then we also talk about the things that are motivating you. What are those driving factors? What gets you excited about waking up in the morning to get your day started?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the types of people that you like to hang out with that energize you? Things like that. Then we also have a form that we call it, it's a U2.0, Y-O-U 2.0. So most people are coming from their career 1.0s. So if you were to do a U2.0 or even a 3.0 for some people,
mm-hmm.
what would that look like? What are those goals and expectations that you're looking at? And that's the form that we talk deeply about your income, lifestyle, wealth, and equity goals.
Oh, I love assessments. I mm-hmm. want to go through it.
Yes, yes.
I'm actually certified at one point in my career. I was certified in DISC.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
yes.
So I'm a high I and my D is above the line.
Okay, above the energy line. There we go. Yes, I'm a high I and a high S.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
low D and low C. And it's interesting when I explain what those mean, there's never a negative connotation. I had one client who's like, oh, I have to get better in this. It's like, not necessarily. This is just a unique characterization of how you work. And that's okay. Like everybody needs to be different. You
right.
know,
and because, we have to be different because mm-hmm. we need to complement each
Absolutely.
Other. And,
Absolutely.
And learning to work together is key. And,
mm-hmm.
and understanding how the other person works, feels, and
right.
So from what I understand, there's the fast paced and the slow paced. And so you mentioned you have both fast and slow.
You mean like how fast a client can go through the process?
Like no, you're like an I, so you would be
oh.
fast paced, but a steady, an S would be a slower paced person.
They need structure. The higher the S, they need more structure, where the lower the S, they can multitask very easily.
Okay.
And they don't need the structure, the day-to-day routine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. The higher eyes, those are people that's measuring how you handle your peers. You know, being around higher eyes, somebody that would like to be around, likes to be around people in large groups of people. Mm-hmm. Lower eyes are usually more maybe introverted. Mm-hmm. And not that they can't be around the large groups, but it really just takes a lot of energy for them to be in those groups. They would prefer really sitting around a fire with six people that they know instead of being at the big old conference.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Interesting. The D measures how you handle problems and challenges. The higher the D, those are people that want to go in and fix something and start working on a solution right away. Where the lower the D, those are people that maybe need to take a step back and process what's going on, come up with a plan, and then execute the plan. And then you have your C's, the compliance, you know, conscientiousness. Those are the rule followers. Mm-hmm. The higher the C, they're more rule following. Mm-hmm. Where the lower C, not that they're rule breakers, but they are people that maybe will challenge the status quo and aren't afraid. They just want to know the why behind the rule or the process that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And if they think that something can be more efficient, then they'll bring that up. Mm-hmm. To their superiors.
Yeah, and mine's definitely low. And I've actually had friends tell me they'll visit me in jail sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I know. So tell me a little bit about the opportunities that you have for people. You mm-hmm. said there's lots of different companies and within those companies different...
We have the different industries, 20 different industries, and then within those
companies.
Yes, within those industries, we have over 200 companies. So a lot of people will come in, and we do, first of all, like I said, we really do the DISC assessment and the U2.0, just kind of find out where is that North Star of theirs? Where do they want to end up at the end of this process? Mm-hmm. And then that is what guides us through the next process. We will talk about, you know, eventually what types of, if you want to go in and learn about business ownership through franchising, then we'll talk to you about what kind of business ownership do you want to learn about? Do you want to learn about being a full-time owner operator? How about something semi-absentee or both? You know, they don't mm-hmm. know enough. You don't know what you don't know until you start going through this.
Right.
So we really do ask our clients to be open-minded. You think you know, but once you start learning, you're going to find out a whole nother maybe pathway that you didn't know was another possibility that you didn't know was available before.
What is an example of an absentee business where you mm-hmm. own it, but you virtually don't have to work in the business?
Well, we're very careful to say absentee because no business is 100% absentee,
right?
But within the semi-absentee businesses, there are businesses that will require you to work, you know, 5 to 10 hours a week once it's ramped up and running well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there's some that still require you to work 30 hours a week on it. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the education that you're going through. Which brands are going to fit that mold that you want? Mm-hmm. Do you want to keep the corporate job where you're working 40 hours and you only want to have something that you're working on 5 to 10 hours a week? Mm-hmm. Or are you getting close to retirement, 30 hours a week isn't bad because you still have time, you know, to
play golf.
Exactly, to play, right? So that's part of the learning. I always tell people the best way I can compare myself is think of me as a realtor for businesses, just like a realtor for houses. You think you know the house you want until you start looking at those houses and then you see something that you never thought of before and you're like, okay, I see that. I want that in my house now. That's going to be on my list of wants or needs. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the businesses. I ask people to be open-minded. We're not making decisions in the beginning. We're just being educated. This is really about education, which is why I chose this brand, yeah. Because it falls in line with my educational
yes.
background. So we want people to go ahead and just be open-minded, learn about what you're liking and what you're not liking. Don't even think about the industry yet. Learn about the business model. then we debrief in between those conversations that people have with the franchisors. What were you liking? What were you not liking? What questions came up as you're processing what you learned? Okay, how can we turn those into questions? And let's put you in front of the people that are going to answer those questions for you. And as we answer those questions, then clarity is going to be following. Some it happens very quickly and some it doesn't happen very quickly, and that's okay. I've mm-hmm. been working with clients for over a year at times, and that's okay. You know, take your time. This is a big decision. It's not an easy one,
right.
But you want to make sure that you have all the information you need to come to that point of clarity, whether right. it's for you or not.
Right. So back to my question about an example, can you give me an example of, say, one that requires, I mean, just some ideas of what franchises you have? Because you said to me one time that people automatically think of restaurants.
Correct.
And I think of things like Massage Envy or mm-hmm. Some of those things, but there are some unexpected opportunities.
Sure. I have a client. I'll use him as an example. He absolutely wanted to go into property management. He knew it, you know, he felt it. And we looked at every single property management brand that we could. And it just was not reaching his goals and expectations that we had come up with in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And those were some non-negotiables. You know, mm-hmm. He wanted to be semi-absentee. He wanted to keep his job. It didn't make sense for him to quit his job. He was making enough money, had enough flexibility. It just didn't make sense. So he wanted to keep his job. After going back and looking at his goals and expectations, I said to him, property management isn't meeting these goals. I want you to be open-minded to looking at something different. And he was. He's like, okay, let's look at something different. We looked at something different, and he ended up going with a mosquito spraying company.
Oh, wow.
Because that, and after learning about it, that was what met his goals and expectations. That's what checked off most of his boxes. And we tell people, you need to stay open-minded, because we have an actual stat, 95% of the people that have gone through business ownership through us have actually gone into something that they would have dismissed early on or totally disregarded.
Right. Who would even think about that except my husband, who mosquitoes attracts them like mm-hmm. crazy. And mm-hmm. I mean, he's been known to hear a mosquito in the room and get up on the bed with a flashlight trying to find it.
Yes.
And I'm like, could you stop that, please? Yes. I need to my sleep. You know, he's like, there's a mosquito. And they don't. And so actually we have had our yard sprayed mm-hmm. lots of times, and it really does help.
Right.
Along with getting rid of the standing water.
Right. Exactly.
But I had no idea you could buy a franchise and right. spray for mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. We have everything. Of course, we have a very few restaurants in our inventory, but we have even crime scene, hazardous cleanup, all the way to, you know, like your health and beauty industries. We have, I'm just trying to even think, we have property management, I mentioned, health and wellness, the fitness, we have, you know, the home services, of course, mm-hmm. are always good things to have, but just a lot. And so that's why I tell people, be open-minded about learning about it, because you just never know. You don't want to close the door on an opportunity that you never even knew about.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, growing up, and you really didn't have the choices you have now. Like, it was, you're going to be a teacher or
correct.
A doctor or mm-hmm. a carpenter or mm-hmm. a banker. I mean, but everything now is so much more robust. Like, there's so many opportunities. And how do you find out about those if you don't know someone?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't even know my husband either. We didn't even know this opportunity existed to have this free complimentary service to learn about franchising where we didn't have to pay anything. It is free. Mm-hmm. I get paid, you know, on the back end if somebody does make a placement, just like a realtor. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking for a house, you're not paying the realtor. You don't have to pay me. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how long you're working with me. And so just to be able to get the information out there that there is the safe space to learn. It's not a sales pitch. I never wanted to be a salesperson, you know, but I will challenge just like a teacher or a coach would at times, you know, just to kind of get people out of their comfort zone. And, you know, if you want things to change, you have to change something.
Right,
you can't keep doing the same thing. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
It sure is.
Knowing that I tell them, like, listen, you're not signing a check over to anything right now. You're not making a decision. You are just learning. That's still going to come down. And people will come back to me after they've talked with some of the franchisors. And they're like, well, I don't like this because of whatever reason. And I say to them, it sounds to me like you're making a decision already. That's not where we're at.
Okay.
You know, I don't want you making decisions.
Right.
You know, I've always encouraged people to have at least 2 phone calls with the franchisors, because the first one is usually just an introductory call. You do not know enough about a brand to tell me that you don't want to do it. All it is like, well, I heard that this was not a good brand. I know somebody that had this industry and it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. You know, those aren't facts. We want to base things on facts. So let's get in front of the people. Was it like that for everybody? Because this brand is still around. So what happened with the people that you know? How did they run their business? Did they follow the processes? Did they follow the systems? So there's a lot to learn even going through that. So my goal is to just not make decisions in the beginning, just get the information.
That's so interesting, because in many cases when you're out looking for information, people are pressuring you to make a decision. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that couples often fight about is money.
Yes.
And so we've had some interesting conversations about money and the mattress. And so tell me, how do you manage to work with couples mm-hmm. who maybe have different goals and objectives from each other?
Right. And that happens in the beginning. I have both people in the relationship do the DISC assessment. I always offer it to people for their spouse, even if their spouse doesn't want to be involved. I always tell them it's a good thing to have for a marriage. You know, how does one communicate? And the U2.0. So we talk about that. And I always tell clients, the sooner that they can get their spouse on the calls with me, the better. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not going to be a part of the business, mm-hmm. you know, they're still going to be there for emotional support. So to have that, and it is a huge decision, because a lot of people will go through, and when it comes down to they really want to do this and they're getting ready to trigger, they tell their spouse and their spouse is like, absolutely not. Okay, well, let's get that out in the open in the beginning, and there's fears, there's emotions that come along with this.
Yeah.
And let's see what the reason is behind the no. And let's see if we can get those fears answered. Turn them into questions and let's get them answered to see if that will suffice mm-hmm. the spouse. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Sometimes it doesn't, and that's okay. And sometimes it's not for them, but at least they took that opportunity to learn. But the sooner that you can get the spouse involved, the better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. You have to add therapist to your your list of skills, I think.
Right. And there's some wonderful brands that, you know, the husband and wife teams. Definitely you've heard in the business, you know, it's hard to work with your husband or hard to work with your wife, but there are very successful husband and wife teams out there. And if you are doing a discovery with one of the brands and you want to work with your husband or wife, we want you to talk to franchisees that are husband wife teams to see how they have worked it out for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, what would you say is your ideal client if you were looking for someone mm-hmm. that you could help?
Mm-hmm. Somebody that is open to learning, mm-hmm. somebody that wants to make a change and they just don't know which direction to go. Somebody that is funded well. That's part of it too. A lot of people come to us and they don't know how much money it's going to take to open a business.
Right.
And that's part of our education as well. We mm-hmm. put them in front of people, because a lot of the times it's not as expensive as they think. They're thinking, oh, you know, Chick-fil-A, they always come to me with that, uh-huh. you know, and that may be very inexpensive at the time, but there's also other things that go along with that, or they'll think it's $1 million, you know, and that's not the case. You know, we work with people that anywhere from 50,000 up to $1 million, and within that range. Our sweet spot is definitely on the lower end of that. But getting in front of the people that can talk to you about the funding opportunities that are out there and how you can qualify for those is part of the education. And let's get that up done right away so that we know, just kind of like a pre-approval when you go looking for a house.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's a great analogy. So you see how much it's going to take and you go in with an open mind and an open checkbook.
Right.
but you know where you're going to, where.
Right.
And there are places you can actually get funds, so you don't have to necessarily have all the money in the bank at
the
time.
Correct. And then there's a ROBS, a retirement rollover program that's called ROBS, and we have our funding experts explain that to you. It's a retirement rollover from your 401k or 403b, whichever you have, it, without penalty. So it's like you're taking your money and investing it in yourself. And they are able to go ahead and explain the benefits of that. So a lot of people don't even know that that's out there for them to use.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But we also have people that come to us and they're so excited. They know they want to do this and they don't have the funds. Okay, that doesn't mean that your dream is over. Where are you at right now? What do we need to do? Let's go ahead and talk to the people that can help with credit and get your score higher. Let's go ahead and pay off some debt. So there's always like a path that we can take. Just because you can't do it now doesn't mean you can't do it ever. Okay. Let's just start where we're at. We want to meet people where they're at.
Okay.
What can we do to move forward? What's the next step? And sometimes it is going to credit repair. Sometimes it is just paying off more of the debt. Uh-huh. Sometimes it is just saving a little bit more money. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't mean it's over.
Right.
But let's just start moving towards that. Yeah. Direction.
Are you familiar with the Dave Ramsey program?
I am.
So it sounds a little Dave Ramsey-ish, you know, my husband and his company, Capital Asset Advisors, are a certified Ramsey specialist.
Right.
And so they work with people once they've paid off their debt and are ready to start investing their money. And he talks about gazelle-like intensity. So you're paying off that debt, like you're selling, you know, all the things that you have in your house that you
never
need,
thought
that you don't use, and you just go after it, and you just get it gone.
Right.
Such a good feeling.
It is. It is. I had actually gone to, I am divorced, and I actually had gone to a Dave Ramsey certified financial consultant that I wanted to make sure that all my ducks are in a row. Do I have enough money here? I just moving forward on my own. I wanted to make sure things were in place. And it was one of the best decisions I have ever made, just to know I was going to be fine and I was moving in the right direction.
Good to know. Yeah. Knowledge brings a lot of peace.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It does.
And I really love that about your company. And tell me again, the Entrepreneur Source?
Correct, the Entrepreneur Source.
Okay, and you can be reached. Do you have a website?
I do. It's kboyke@esourcecoach.com. Oh, that might be my email.
That would
be
your email.
That would be
That's
my
okay.
email.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we're
going to
put all of this in the show notes so that everyone can,
can
find you and start the process of getting to know themselves and their opportunities that might lie ahead.
Absolutely. I've got the website, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'll go ahead and Instagram. I'll go ahead and give you all that information.
Okay, we'll put all that in the show notes so people can contact you. And I hope that your business just soars and takes off.
Thank you.
And I know that you're headed out for some travels.
Yes.
Soon.
Very soon. We leave on Saturday. And then we have a franchise show in Michigan that I will be working at September 27th and 28th in Novi. And then I will be in Florida for our franchise conference.
Okay. So everybody gets together. Traveling for work and pleasure.
Yes.
And have that flexibility absolutely. That you were looking for.
Absolutely. All my right. husband loves to travel, and we are definitely taking advantage of that this year.
That's great. And Africa?
We are. We're going to Africa. That was one of his. We are going to South Africa. We're going to go to Cape Town. And then we are going to Tanzania to do the safari. And then we're going to Zanzibar for a little beach. I always need beach.
Nice. Nice. Well, that sounds great. I can't wait to hear more about
yes,
it.
Yes. Thank you.
And thank you so much for being on the show, Money and
Absolutely.
Mattress.
Thank
and
you for having
we
me.
We have some great new ideas on how we can make more money.
Thank
Sounds
you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Mm-hmm.